Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After some drama yesterday, Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner returns to federal court today to testify in his own behalf after facing a withering round of questioning yesterday. Turner is charged with extorting a bribe and lying to FBI agents in a case involving liquor licenses sought by a Boston businessman. WBUR's David Boeri is covering the trial.
Chuck Turner was determined to take the stand, no matter how much his attorneys advised him not to, no matter how confident they might be that the government hadn't proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt.
I wanted to say my piece since I was arrested, and so for me, this is just a tremendous opportunity to say my piece.
Never previously accused of taking money, the six-term city councilor and 71-year-old champion of the Green Rainbow Party is now accused of taking a bribe from an FBI informant, even though his attorney warned him that taking the stand isn't the best way to defend your honesty. Turner said yesterday he had an obligation to do just that.
And then the jury can decide, and then life can go on.
Inside the courtroom, and after he took the stand, the prosecutor quickly brought Turner's attention to the secretly recorded meeting in his district office in August 2007. The government alleges witness Ron Wilburn handed Turner $1,000. "You met with Mr. Wilburn, right?" asked the federal prosecutor. "I don't remember," said Turner. "Are you denying you ever met Ron Wilburn?" demanded the prosecutor. "Answer, I have no memory of meeting him." "Question, seeing that tape doesn't refresh your recollection?" "Answer, I don't remember." "Question, that day is a big blank to you." And for Turner, the tone was set. Later, after the clock saved him from further fire, Turner spoke outside.
A lot of don't remembers, can't recall, don't remembers, can't recall. Is that going to help you with the jurors, sir?
Don't know. I just had to tell the truth.
Think of a criminal trial as the matchup of two competing narratives, one told by the prosecution, the other by the defense. But don't remember, can't recall is not a narrative. Still, Turner seemed driven to testify.
They have destroyed a reputation that took me 45 years to build of integrity and service to the community. They came along and recruited Ron Wilburn to destroy my reputation with no evidence that I had ever done anything wrong. The only thing I can do is to tell the truth.
But by taking the stand, Turner exposed himself to unrelenting questions from prosecutor John McNeil. Referring to Wilburn's hand reaching out to Turner's on the videotape, McNeil asked, "What did he place in your hand?" "I don't know." "You don't know?" "I don't know." "Question, but something changed hands. Isn't that right, Mr. Turner?" "Answer, it looked like that, but I couldn't see it." "Question, are you telling the juror you didn't feel anything that day either?" "Answer, I don't remember." Turner's attorney, Barry Wilson, who'd argued against taking the stand, slumped in his chair. However, Turner did testify the reason he didn't remember Wilburn was that he meets with 50 to 60 people a month at his office. "There are a lot of people I don't remember."
For the record, Counselor, if someone stuck $1,000 in your hand, would you remember it?
If somebody stuck $1,000 in my hand, of course I would remember it. How could you not?
He said that to you? You know, this is really a tragedy.
In an interview with me last night, Ron Wilburn, the government witness, expressed sympathy for the man who went down, he said, for a lousy $1,000. Chuck Turner was an FBI afterthought to getting Senator Dianne Wilkerson, Wilburn claims, but
when you hear audio and visual tape, you can't tell somebody that you never met a person unless you have Alzheimer's disease. You can't do it. You just can't do it.
Trembling with emotion outside the courthouse and trying to explain why he'd testified, Turner pulled out a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, a Hindu spiritual guide he'd been reading in the court. "It says your responsibility is to do your work," he said.
"I have done my work. It's up to the jury to make the decision. If it comes to my being in prison, so be it. I have done my work."
Turner's frustrated lawyers will go back to their work today. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.